at the church, on the street, and at home. They trusted me at least partly because of my position as altar boy. Many people in our neighborhood praised me and were grateful for the work I was doing, but at home I got nothing but criticism. Some of my relatives called me names and told me I was ignorant and weird because I spent time with young children. I tried not to let it affect me, but it hurt that my own family didn't understand or value what I was doing. In October 1998, I went back to Bogotá for the second Children's Assembly, and I saw that the movement was really expanding. I felt ashamed that we didn't have a better program organized in Medellín. John Fernando Mesa was also at that assembly. He was a curator at a university in Medellín and also worked with Redepaz. He also felt that Medellín should have a much stronger children's movement for peace. When we got back to the city, John Fernando, myself, and some other young people started working together. Through schools and youth organizations, we brought hundreds and then thousands more young people into the movement. John Fernando established a base for the children's movement at the University of Antioquia in Medellín, where large numbers